News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
More than 5,000 vehicles have been detained in the first 3 months of the year for having no insurance. That's according to data published today ahead of a road safety seminar. Joining me now is Aidan Flynn, Director of Advocacy and Public Affairs with Insurance Ireland, who are organising that seminar. Aidan, is that the general warp and weft of the kind of interventions we normally get from the Gardaí, or is this the result of some major campaign?
Hey, good morning, Anton. The seminar this morning now is looking at data-led cooperation and how it can strengthen frontline policing, reduce uninsured driving and improve road safety outcomes. So it's relatively new, but this is work that's been in the pipeline since 2018 when the insurance sector and the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland, Department of Transport and Gardaí started working on introducing what's known now as the Irish Motor Insurance Database, IMID. So the seminar today is highlighting that work highlighting how IMID can help frontline policing. So effectively, over the last year and a half or so, the Gardaí now have access to all insured insured vehicle information, as well as driving license, driver number data as well. This allows the Gardaís with their mobility apps to get a ping if a vehicle is passing them, whether it's insured or uninsured. And there's been over a million lookups on the system in the first 3 months of this year.
So the vehicle goes past the guards and a camera automatically reads the reg and says no insurance on that car?
Exactly. You know, that's how it works. And then it also helps real-time enforcement at the side of the road for the Gardaí, where they then can make decisions to stop that vehicle, interrogate and talk to the driver, and they will get that data in relation to the driving license of that driver as well. So there's a lot of real-time innovation happening there, which ultimately helps support the Gardaí, who are really under-resourced as well, I have to say, in terms of roads policing. We've seen, you know, numbers of less than 800 guards in the roads policing area, and I think they need all the help that we can get. And I think from the insurance sector's perspective, we want to kind of support their difficult job that they have on the roads, but also look at other outcomes and how we can build on the work that we've been doing to date.
And remind us, Aidan, for uninsured drivers, if they are in an accident where they are the ones liable, who picks up the tab for that?
Well, again, the insurance sector, and ultimately all of us as consumers pay the tab, and that effectively is the function of MIBI, who are charged with looking into that. So there is way too many uninsured and unregistered vehicles in Ireland. I think we're running around, maybe you'd mentioned 6.5%. That's 1 in 15 vehicles. So if you were to stop at a pedestrian crossing today, for argument's sake, and count 15 vehicles going past, one of those is uninsured. The typical average in Europe would be 1 in 50. So we're more than three times the European average, and we need to work on utilising the data as best as we can now, working collaboratively across all agencies to support these things. Because basically, if you drive uninsured, it's bad behaviour, it's risky behaviour, it worsens the road safety landscape for all of us, but we all pay for it. Estimates are between 30 and 35 euro per policy. That's the cost of uninsured driving in this country.
Aidan, thank you. Aidan Flynn, Director of Advocacy and Public Affairs with Insurance Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.